people shouldn't accept a lot, although we also thought that some people might not know that the lot could be a lot better. So how did we do that? And then some people should have cash to meet the basic needs. And again, back to the indicators, we were concerned that the indicators kind of presume certain things. So we started to get into about place, people, culture, belonging, and we finally talked about a wee bit and whether we focus our understanding of people based on a stereotype as opposed to what people are really like. But that's probably a criticism of the Daily Mail.
Participation? So we looked at participation and decided that there were some difficulties about defining participation, you know, whether it was involvement and how tokenistic it was, how full it was. And we tried to think of some examples of participation. So fortunately we had someone from a housing association who could sort of give us some of the principles about profiling participants and trying to target hard to reach groups, for example, so we can think about some way of measuring and trying to track progress, because we decided that participation, if we were going to translate it into the language of today, we have to think about participation outcomes. So what outcomes are we going to secure from participation? And we thought that participation had an individual dimension in terms of well-being, that participation can be an end in itself. You know, if you feel that you have participated in making a decision, it's important to feel that you've been heard or you have had influence. Participation also can be important if you're part of a social, community, relational activity and you can meet your partner at the event, or you know, so there are other dimensions that can come out of participation. And we saw participation as aspirational. We discussed that, you know, really it has to be what, you know, so what good comes out of participation? So if people participate, is that about improved practice? If it's practitioners, is it about improved decisions and policies? If it's policymakers? We thought in terms of a principle that participation was about accountable decision-making processes. And first of all, we thought it was about two-way processes, and then we decided, no, it was much more about three-way processes. That sometimes we focus on participation between organisations and policymakers, and then we forget that it's also about people. So we thought that that feedback was really important. And when we try to press ourselves and say, well, you know, so if we went to the Scottish Government now and we were to say, right, we want an indicator around participation about how we measure that, we thought that was really difficult. And we thought that actually it's probably easier to try to construct a measure around who can't or who doesn't rather than who does. It's more important to focus on the people who can't. Yeah?
Thank you. Practice?
This will just be an edited version.
Great.
There was, in common with the previous two, something about outcomes and a sort of practice informed by an outcome focused approach. Not easy to help people understand what outcomes actually mean rather than easy to measure indicators and metrics. Which probably leads on to the second theme, which was around the people who are kind of in receipt of all these services need to be, you know, they're co-producers. And this notion of expertise, as we talk about expertise today, we've got to be very careful about how we frame that and think about that. And just a couple of other things. We need to get away from an attitude of we've always done it like this. This is how it is. That's a huge barrier to things changing in the future. And also the importance of learning from practice and sort of dealing with failure as well. How do we kind of take, you know, lessons out of failure and move that forward? We also talked about the links with policy. Practice is very hard to sort of separate from policy because it sets a parameter or a framework for it. But there's something about identifying and challenging discrepancies. How do we actually get to do that? There's a lot more there.
Policy? Anyone
from
this group want to?
One is those issues about stability. So stability in housing and home and communities and kind of that aspect of it and things that we thought we could do to get rid of that. The other one is about achieving quality, applying the same sort of standards of quality in housing and the social centre to the private sector as well. There was a group of things around sort of values and morals, about what do we value in society, the moral can moral judgments that we make about what should and shouldn't get taxed, what should be able to be carried, passed over, what can't be, what kind of skills or academia gets valued. All of this kind of feeds into this idea about connectivity, that actually all these things somehow, there's a lot of connectivity, but you can't think about housing without thinking about people's jobs, you know, you can go where there's work, they need work to pay for the housing, education impacts on work and employment, so there's all this sort of connectivity going on, and also about, you know, if you, once you start making land affordable, that leads to building houses, that leads to jobs, that leads to, you know, any kind of go at all. But I think the overall thing for us was that policy should actually be a product of all of these different aspects. It should be a product of what is important in terms of communication and about community needs, and it shouldn't determine what those community needs are.
I noticed there was a trend where people were picking up themes, and I felt more comfortable around this subject, because it's something I practice in as well. And I thought, I made the proposition, I wanted to try it out on the group, and no one necessarily shoot the head off, that place the central context for everything else that we try to talk around. We try and theme things and have 5 P's and 5 C's and 7 C's and try to think about it. And it strikes me as a practitioner as well, we have a lot of abstract notions, 10 frameworks, trying to extract principles in, everyone's got their own notions. So what is the context? And place has come up as a key word, and placemaking has come up as a theme. And someone in the group made the point, what is placemaking? And it's the same as sustainable development. It's kind of another notion about what to do in the place. And what we decided to try and think about is how to organise the 5 P's. My proposition was that you can have all the indicators you want, but where are you located? You've got to have a context for applying them, a place, whether it's a home, a neighbourhood, a collection of homes, streets, has to be that type of position. So we talked about how to reorganise them in a way, and participation of people come quite nicely on the place itself. People, instead of saying, here's a framework of indicators and measures, have you actually asked people what's important to their place? But I found that as a practitioner as well, that I've come with a preconceived notion, looking at all the reports and indicators that tell me what could be happening in your place. But by the time I've spoken to enough people, I found that actually there's a lot more good happening, or something quite different, as the perceptions of the local authority or the agencies or whoever's in that place. So the participation of people is the 2 P's that come together to set up what could then be the policy. So it's flowing into what's actually in the place itself. So you're not having a predetermined set of indicators and measures. You actually have a very specific context-based set of policy figures. Then practice flows from that. Then you're into outcomes, because you're actually setting out this idea that how can you measure success if you don't know what it looks like? So you need to set out a vision and a proposition, then to set the outcomes around it. Otherwise, you're just measuring something. But you haven't got people behind it, and importantly, in regeneration or any community activity, you need to take people with you. And that's the key lesson that you find in any walk of this type of practice. If people don't like it, they'll walk out with their feet quite quickly as well. So that's how we're trying to organise it. So it's made the proposition, the place of the central one for all the other tables.